headlines at this hour. The Turkish Prime Minister says ties will never be the same.
Turkey tried to maintain friendly relations, but Israel didn't understand this and made a historic mistake.
Protests continue around the world against Israel's aid convoy attack.
Palestine, Palestine!
Fire kills more than 80 people in the Bangladeshi capital. And Mars mission. Scientists begin a simulated mission to the red planet.
It's 2:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching another bulletin of World News on Press TV.
Thanks for joining us. Our top story this hour. Turkey's Prime Minister has warned Israel of losing a friend in the region.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says relations between Ankara and Tel Aviv will never be the same.
Turkey tried to maintain friendly relations, but Israel didn't understand this and made a historic mistake. The mistake isn't just against Turkey, but against the citizens of 32 states. There were no arms aboard the vessel bringing humanitarian aid.
Well, Erdogan has also blamed Israel for its, quote, violent policy that will not lead to positive results. He accused Tel Aviv of killing children and intentionally bombing schools and hospitals. Earlier in the day, thousands of people attended a mass funeral ceremony in Istanbul for the victims of Israel's attack on the Gaza Freedom Flotilla. The bodies of 8 Turkish and 1 U.S. national were flown to Ankara early on Tuesday. Medics have found bullet marks on all bodies. The survivors of the attack say the commandos began shooting as soon as they were lowered down from the helicopters.
Well, anti-Israeli demonstrations continue throughout the world over Israel's deadly attack on the Gaza aid convoy. In Spain, hundreds of protesters accused the Spanish government of collaborating with Israel and killing Palestinians. The demonstration was organized by several Basque unions. A similar protest was held in Sudan. Demonstrators in Khartoum condemned the Israeli attack and praised Turkey for its strong reaction. Meanwhile, in Indonesia, thousands took to the streets to condemn the Israeli onslaught. Here's more.
Thousands of Indonesians expressed their anger on Israel's raid against an aid flotilla to Gaza, where 12 Indonesians were among them. The attack on Mavi Marmara ship has awakened their condemnation on Israel, especially since the attack wounded 2 Indonesians. Indonesia joins a chorus of nations condemning Israel on its sloth on the humanitarian ships. Indonesia even demands the United Nations to conduct a full investigation on the ship attack. This comes as defying the call. Israel has defended the deadly attack, saying it will never apologize for the incident.
After Israel attacked the humanitarian ship, the world now better understands the Palestinian plight.
The rally is the biggest among the series of Indonesian protests, which was triggered by Israel's attack. The protesters say this is the least that they can do for Palestine people from 10,000 miles away.
When I was called to become one of the organizers, I felt very proud and happy. Although it was tiring, it is nothing compared to our brothers and sisters in Palestine.
What they hope for Palestine is not something new. It has gone along the way. But the previous Israel attack on Mavi Marmara ship has strengthened their condemnation. Ria Nur Rahman, Press TV, Jakarta, Indonesia.
Well, activists on board the Gaza Freedom Flotilla have rejected Israel's claim that they carried weapons. Instead, they're retelling their horrific accounts of the attack and mistreatment by Israel.
It's a little bit silly to claim that the Israeli Navy was attacked first. Volunteers had no weapons, no arms of any kind. It was the Israeli soldiers who were armed. Eventually, more soldiers came down and we had our first fatality. That was a major shock to everybody. We knew the Israelis would use force to board the ship, but we didn't expect them to kill people. And following that, we were held under gunpoint in the cabin for a couple of hours. Then we were taken to the deck with our hands tied behind our backs. Laptops were removed, cameras were removed, tapes were removed. Any kind of evidence of what happened was removed. I lost everything. All the other press lost all their tapes as well.
In terms of treatment, in terms of our basic rights, they were completely and totally violated. We then had the first passenger fatally injured. He was shot in the head. Instead of helping the injured, the saloon remained surrounded with soldiers, targeting individuals with laser sights. I could see the red of the laser sight sweeping over people's heads.
And out of the blue, all I can hear is screaming and bullets all over the place on top of Marmara. Mm. And there's the Turkish ship and the helicopters on top and their droning soldiers.
كل أنواع الإرهاب والإجرام والتخويف والتشريد عشناه. ما كنا نراه على شاشات تلفزيون تحقق فعلا على أرض الواقع. الكيان الصهيوني الغادر لا يحترم لا شيخا ولا امرأة ولا طفلا ولا صغيرا ولا مسلما ولا نصرانيا ولا حتى ربما بعض اليهود الذين كانوا معنا في السفينة.
They tied us for 15 hours from the sea to Ashdod.
كنا نصلي الفجر حين أقدموا علينا وبدأوا بإطلاق النار علينا. فاستشهد من استشهد وجرح من جرح.
We then appealed for urgent medical attention. We had seriously injured. The appeal went out at about 5:15. The appeal was not answered until after 7:30. So for an hour and 15 minutes, we had people quite literally bleeding to death aboard ship. One person at least died in that time, who doctors tell me their life could have been saved had aid been got to them within the first half an hour, but that aid was refused.
Iran's president has called for a united international front against what he calls Israel's crimes. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Israel's attack on the Gaza aid flotilla is against human values and international law.
All oppression and wickedness in the world is somehow connected to this regime. This regime is the manifestation of all anti-human notions. It is a tool for implementing the most horrible actions against humanity.
Ahmadinejad said Monday's attack on the aid convoy proved that Israeli crimes are not just targeting Palestinians. He said Israel's history is full of such atrocities. The aid convoy was carrying about 700 activists from 35 countries.
The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement has praised what he describes as the courage and humanitarian efforts of the activists on board the Gaza Freedom Flotilla.
We saw at that Gaza Flotilla a scene of courage and a sense of responsibility. This Gaza aid convoy was heading to break the inhumane siege which has been imposed on Gaza. We must salute all those who participated in the Gaza aid convoy and all those who supported them as well. And we must bow our heads to them. We must bow our heads in appreciation and in admiration for their courage and for their humanitarian efforts and for their readiness to die for the sake of supporting a people who are subject to a siege and who are subject to continuous hunger.
Nasrallah also called on everyone in Lebanon to stage a gathering in support of Gazans on Friday. He said it will also aim to express gratitude to the activists. The Lebanese leader said they confronted all challenges the flotilla faced with perseverance and solidarity.
The U.S. has suggested that Israel should announce an independent commission tasked with probing the attack on the aid flotilla. But as Press TV's Shirin Yassin reports, Israel is in no rush to press ahead with such a move.
A few days ago, Israeli Navy attacked peace activists' ships that were on their way to Gaza, carrying medical equipment and construction material to the besieged strip. The attack, which left about a dozen people dead and many more injured, has prompted massive condemnation of Israel and calls for an international inquiry into the tragedy.
It is our standard practice that after all military operations, and especially operations where there have been fatalities, that we conduct a thorough, professional, independent investigation. We hold ourselves to the highest international standards.
American President Barack Obama proposed that Israel can form an independent commission with the participation of an American observer. This comes as Israel resists calls for an international inquiry to investigate its fatal seizure of a Turkish ship bound for blockaded Gaza. However, Israelis in the Prime Minister's office say that Netanyahu is in no rush to order such a probe. Israel, in his opinion, has acted in what it calls self-defense against the peace activists on board the aid ship.
Had the operation done in Israeli territory, what is that? Things would have legally looked very different. The fact that it was done in international waters demand a much more persuasive argument or justification.
Meanwhile, the Israeli High Court of Justice rejected leftist and rightist groups' petitions made regarding the flotilla ship. The court came out in support of the commandos' actions on the Mavi Marmara ship, saying that the soldiers were forced to respond in order to defend their lives. But the activists on board said they didn't have any weapons.
Israeli courts proved to be biased. Activists who were on board should file a petition through their home countries and through international platforms in order to bring the Israeli criminals to justice.
Talk is now turning to the next ship on its way across the Mediterranean to try to break the blockade. The Irish-flagged Rachel Corrie, named after the American peace activist killed by an Israeli army bulldozer, could be in the region in a few days. Israel has said it will not be allowed to dock in Gaza. While Israel is not in a hurry to probe the ship tragedy, the international community is. The United Nations Human Rights Council has decided to dispatch an international committee of inquiry to the region to look into the event of the flotilla ship. 32 countries voted in favor. Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.
A fire has killed at least 85 people and injured more than 100 others in Bangladesh. The massive blaze tore through crowded buildings in an old part of the capital, Dhaka. Officials say the fire was caused by an electrical fault. The blaze then apparently spread and engulfed neighboring residential and commercial buildings. Rescue operations are underway, with firefighters struggling to put out the blaze. Officials fear the death toll could rise as scores of people are trapped.
And you're watching the news here on Press TV. A recap of the headlines this hour. The Turkish Prime Minister says ties will never be the same with Israel.
Turkey tried to maintain friendly relations, but Israel didn't understand this and made a historic mistake.
Meanwhile, protests continue around the world against the Israeli aid convoy attack.
Palestine, Palestine!
A massive fire kills more than 80 people in the Bangladeshi capital. And a mission to Mars. Scientists begin a simulated mission to the Red Planet.